it's a catch-22 to say the least. We require support urgently, but I think it makes sense, therefore, that there should be a strong and accountable government in place, and especially that there should be a people-driven constitutional reform process that will put in place a constitution that safeguards the people of Zimbabwe, for example, from corruption.
How far have relief efforts gone in view of news that we are receiving that WFP has just set up offices in Musina to expedite the food distribution pipeline?
The reality now is that the situation insofar as it has degenerated requires a much stronger governmental system as opposed to just the relief efforts of an NGO sector, because the NGO relief efforts, to say the least, are unsustainable. They cannot be sustained over a lengthy period of time. We're getting into, for example, early 2 months of next year with very little harvest because people do not have inputs. You can't expect the international community or the NGO sector to sustain such an expensive operation. We need a strong government in place.
We understand that the Matabeleland NGO Forum in conjunction with NANGO is trying to have the food crisis declared a national disaster.
It then puts an obligation for all national structures and resources to prioritize this humanitarian situation. We're contending with up to more than 70% of our households being food insecure, and we're also contending with an already overstressed social service delivery system that is just unable to cope. So you really need to have that urgency and that prioritization.